It's called clickbait, and it's an article you'll get on your smartphone or online that is trying to entice you to click to read an article. And when you do, you're usually disappointed and say, I already knew this, but you didn't see all the ads that are in the article that you were enticed to click onto. That's why it's called clickbait. House GOP is trying to do the same thing. This past week, the Republican-led Budget Committee approved a proposal to pretty much give the financial support to Trump's agenda, sitting before the full House, which it's not certain when Speaker Johnson plans to bring this measure to the floor. The House is out of session. They'll be back at, well, what we laughingly refer to as work on February 24th. Budget calls for up to $4.5 trillion in new deficits through tax cuts. It's the restoration or the extension of the 2017 Trump tax cut plan. Calls for $1.5 trillion in spending cuts with a caveat. House package has to include $2 trillion in cuts to what are considered mandatory in federal spending. What's that cover? Medicare, Medicaid, SNAP program, otherwise known as food stamps, or $4.5 trillion in tax breaks must be reduced by a commensurate amount. Just briefly summarize here, the GOP budget plan basically calls for an additional $4 trillion in federal debt, which would put us at $40 trillion. I know, didn't they say they wanted to cut spending and work on chipping down the debt? Now, I call this clickbait because if you read the headline, what do you see? Spending cuts and tax breaks. Now, who wouldn't be in favor of that, right? Let's just focus on, explain the spending cuts, where that is very more than possible coming from. Let's look at the tax breaks for a second. You want a tax break, don't you? You'd love to have a tax break, wouldn't you? Well, if the extending of the 2017 tax laws, the Trump tax cuts, passes as proposed, who gets the biggest prize? The top 5% of earners. How big is their prize? 50% of the tax cuts. That means everyone else, the other 95%, which includes you, you'd be there with the leftovers, which as far as percentages are concerned, would be roughly 1 or 2%, except for the very low-income earners. You might see I've seen numbers ranging between 0.6 to a 0.8% tax cut. See, the headline always looks good until you read the story.